I want to talk to you this morning and for the next 25 minutes on the four D's of success. The four D's of success. Success in business, success in sports, marriage, spiritual development, life in general. There are four D's that you can maybe remember. I remember those kind of things. Even probably 40 years ago, I heard a person speak on the four G's of success. I remember what they were: grin, grit, gumption, and God. And I never forgot those because they're great. They're great little important matters if one would want to succeed in life. But this morning, while in prayer, I feel like I heard the Lord give to me these four D's of success. Maybe there's a lot more, but if you can remember these, they will help you in succeeding in whatever area of life you need help in. The first D of success that I want to bring to your attention this morning is desire. Desire, a deep desire, to want something very strongly. Then I found scriptures in the 37th chapter of Psalm, verse 4, where the Bible says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I've heard this said, and I think I've said it before, that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, and our greatest desire is to be pleasing to God, and we find ourselves not only delighting in His promises, but delighting in His commands, He delights in putting into your heart a desire that lines up totally and completely with His will for your life. And when your desire lines up with the will of God, you can't be a failure. You're only going to be a success when your desires are right in line with His desires. And one of the things that we do here in this church, we have an early morning prayer meeting. A lot of you have been to that prayer meeting in the morning from 6 to 7 o'clock, 5 days a week. And I'm telling you, that's where we set our priorities. For some of us, that's where we get things started out for the day, saying, we want your kingdom to be established, that is, your lordship established, and your will to be done in our hearts, in our lives, just like it is in heaven. Now, that doesn't mean that everything, just because my desires are right, that everything's going to go smooth in life. We had an unusual thing happen in our Thursday morning prayer meeting. I don't believe this couple is in the service this morning, but if they were, I'm sure they wouldn't mind me saying this, because they were saying this before the whole prayer group on Thursday morning. A husband stood at the end of the meeting and says, "I need prayer." His wife was weeping. I didn't know what her problem was, but she came into the prayer meeting weeping, and she wept all the way through the prayer meeting. And now he stands up and says, "I need prayer. I have committed a grievous sin. I have committed adultery, and I need help from God." That's where to go when you got a big problem. That was a big problem. And so they came for prayer, and God did a real work in his heart. I mean, something happened on the inside of him. And his wife even said that she forgave him. But she told us on Friday that she really didn't. That she was still angry with him. She hadn't fully forgiven him, but on Friday they were back again. And at the close of the prayer meeting, most unusual request: "We want to renew our marriage vows," they said. And we did. Because the wife now said, "Not only now have I forgiven him, but all anger God has dealt with. And I don't have to bear that again." And on Saturday, they celebrated their 30th wedding anniversary, healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I'm not saying there won't be some bumps in the road along the way, and I know that some of you are going through difficult times right now. But there's one thing that I'm certain of. It is the desire of God that your marriage not fail, that it succeed. That's what God's will is for your marriage. He wants you to have a good marriage. And sometimes the very thing that made it bad, God can deal with in such a way that it becomes a good marriage, even though it may have started out as a bad one. But desire is the first thing. He said, delight yourself. If you want to be successful, he said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. In the Amplified Version, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Sometimes you have something in here, you can't even share it with anyone. It's too big. And people think you're really far out if you even shared that desire that was in your heart. They wouldn't understand it, and they'd think you're kind of off your rocker a little bit. Maybe you're about two sandwiches short of a picnic or something like that. But really, you know, he said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, even some of those secret desires that you have inside that you've never shared with anyone, he says, the Lord's able to take care of that too. In the Message, it says it like this. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. There's no reason for us to have to eat cheese and crackers as long as we live. Amen. There's some steak around here. God's got some better stuff than that. You don't have to just have peanut butter on a piece of bread, even though you might like that. I'd get tired of it after a while. Amen. And so God is saying here, he is saying it, the way that the Message puts it was, keep company with God. Get in on the best. And then another one, the New Living Bible says, be happy in the Lord. Be happy in the Lord. Delight yourself. Be happy in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, Brother Parkey, we choose what our attitude is going to be. You can choose to be sad, or you can choose to be happy. A lot of times people say, well, have a nice day. I said, I'm going to. Made up my mind. I'm going to have a good day today. It doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to have a good day today. Because whatever the enemy tries to throw in the way, or whatever eventuality might come to pass that day, I've decided that I'm going to be happy in the Lord. Amen. He put that desire in my heart to be a joyful Christian. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And I choose to be joyful. Somebody said, yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't. I don't know exactly what you're going through, but I know God is bigger than what you're going through. And I know if you can rejoice in Him and be happy in the situation, you will ease the weight of that situation tremendously. And if anybody wants to learn how to do that, ask Miss Jane down here. Because I've never seen her when she isn't happy. I've never seen her when she wasn't rejoicing. Of course, you know, she's just a child. You expect that out of a kid, but I won't even try to tell you how old she is. And she's sure not going to tell you that. I'm certain of that. And I know that if you go by the way she acts, she's about 23. Amen. She's very young because that, you know, in her kickboxing class that she's taking right now, she, and I don't know when she's going to learn to ski. I think she'll be, she's already done that already. She's already learned that. But she's decided to be, she has a desire in her heart to be happy, a desire to keep healthy and strong. That's a desire. She has to work. She works at it, But that desire you can see all over her countenance every day. I believe God wants you to be as holy, healthy, and happy as anyone can possibly be. That's what He wants for every one of us. And when we set our hearts in agreement with that, oh, I'm not saying every one of us will have the same conditions in life and life will be the same to all of us. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that under the circumstances, you can experience joy or else you can just cave in and let bitterness fill your heart and you won't have any kind of happiness or any kind of success in living. And living and success in living has much, it has to do not with material things or not even with physical health. You can live with the joy of the Lord in your heart even when you're not very well physically. And you can ask this man right here about that. Because I always see the joy on his face. The joy is always there. Amen. Always there. Hallelujah. Never saw him any other way. Now maybe Sandy did, but he comes to church and it's not easy for him to be in church. It's difficult for him to be here. But he's here because he has a desire. He has the desire. And the desire has something that goes with it. And desire is not enough because the second D of success has to do with deciding or with decision. Amen. A person has, you may have the desire for success, but you have to make a decision about how you're going to go after it. And that decision is going to require, at times, some real effort on your part. But you're going to go after it. Amen. I have the desire, and I'm making the decision to go after that. I'm going to have that. You see, decision is the act of making up your mind about something. Sometimes we have it, it's called now, we hear this term used a lot, it's getting a new mindset. I mean, we set our mind on things. We say, I have a desire. And I'm setting my mind there. I'm focusing on that with my mind. Now, I'm not saying that you can make things happen simply by thinking right. But you're sure not going to make them happen thinking wrong. Well, that's right. Thinking negative. That's right. Amen. Amen. I believe that thinking right goes a long ways toward making things right and making things happen that will happen. They will happen when we begin to focus and make our decision and then walk that decision out day by day, even when it's not easy to do. Amen. There's a scripture that is found in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. It's the story of Elijah who had prophesied it's not going to rain in Israel for 3 years and 6 months. And the Bible said it hadn't rained any for all that period of time. And then it came the time when he was going to pray again that it would rain. But before he did that, he had to get some things corrected in the hearts of the people, and they were standing sort of in between. They couldn't make up their mind. They didn't have their decision made yet. And so he brought them to Mount Carmel. And he said, now the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And most of you remember the story when the prophets of Baal were called together and they called out to Baal for all these hours and trying to get fire to come under the sacrifice that was made or was set upon the altar, and nothing happened. But here was the challenge that Elijah gave to them. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered not a word. They didn't answer. Amplified says, how long will you halt and limp between two opinions? There are a lot of people limping. because they can't make up their mind. They have a desire, but they can't make the decision. And that desire has to be followed by decision. You got to decide, I'm going to do this. Or you can just limp along. Limp along, you make no progress, one day headed one way and another day headed the other way. You never make a great deal of progress until you make a firm decision. How long are you going to waver between two opinions? Got to be a decision made if I want to be a success. The third day of success is once the decision is made, then it has to be followed by determination. Amen. First, desire. Then a decision followed by determination. That's what it takes, Patrick. He's got the desire. I mean, he's got a tremendous desire to do something for God in the way of music. And God's given him some wonderful songs. You're going to hear some of them on the 21st of March, I think it is. The 21st of March, he's going to do some of them right here. And he has great songs and great music and a great voice. But listen, it'll take more than desire and even the decision. It'll take now determination. Determination. I was listening, I think I told you this story once, but I was listening to a businessman with excited voice explaining to a banker the vision he had regarding a big development he was getting ready to get involved in. And after he just poured out his heart and described in words what he intended to do, the whole project that was getting ready to take place, he then turned to the banker who was sitting there rather stoic. He hadn't said a word. And finally, my friend said to the banker, "Doesn't that excite you?" he said. And the banker said, "I don't get excited, I get determined." It doesn't matter. You see, you don't succeed on excitement. You exceed by determination. By having the desire, making the right decision, and determining that you will follow through.
That's right.
Very important in golf, they tell me. The follow through. It's not how hard you hit the ball. It's whether or not you follow through. Because you can hit the ball very hard, and if you don't follow through, the ball will go like this. I know. I've done it. Been a while. But I'm going to start playing again, I think. Because I think most of these guys are so sorry that I might be able to keep up with them. But follow through. It's vital. It's not enough just to have a desire and make a decision and get determined. There's got to be that follow through, because you don't get there with one effort. Amen. You got to be able to put the effort into whatever it is you're doing, the direction you're going, and you stay on course. Admiral Byrd didn't get to the South Pole because he had a desire. Amen. He didn't get there because he made a decision. He got there because he determined, once the decision was made, that he would get there regardless of how difficult it might be. And he kept working at it until he finally, after much hardship, reached that place. I like to read about those guys, and Lewis and Clark, and those men that have made great discoveries, and those guys that went to the moon first. It was more than a desire. Amen. A decision was made But sometime there had to be that final effort made that put you into orbit. Hallelujah. The four D's of success. First, desire. Then decision. Then comes determination. And the fourth D of success is discipline. Discipline is the showing of integrity by following the rules, even if in some cases it would be easier, at least in the short term, to not follow the rules. That's what I found in one of the dictionaries that I was reading. And that's what it takes. It's the discipline. Once you have established the desire, you know what God is moving in your heart to do. And once you've made the decision, and then you're followed by determination, now there's got to be that discipline, which is the real follow through. That discipline to follow right on through with it. To not let anything distract or deter you from the stated goal. And I like that again. I'm going to read that again. I want to read because it just makes so much sense what it really is. Discipline is the showing of integrity by following the rules, even if in some cases it would be a lot easier, at least in the short term, not to follow them. In the book of Acts chapter 24 verse 16, the Apostle Paul says, "Therefore I always exercise and discipline myself, mortifying my body, deadening my carnal affections, bodily appetites, worldly desires, endeavoring in all respects to have a clear, unshaken, blameless conscience, void of offense toward both God and man." The discipline to follow through the decision that has been made, the discipline to carry it on out. And that, he says, requires mortifying the body, deadening the carnal, fleshly affections, because they will draw you away from your purpose in life. These things will keep you from experiencing the success that God wants every one of you to have. I want to make these three statements as we close. You can be a success in life if you really want to. You can be a success in your life in the areas we've talked about this morning. You can be a success if you really want to. Second thing I want to say, God wants you to succeed. I do not believe it has been in God's plan that you ultimately fail in what you attempt to do, if it is something that God has put in your heart. Now, you may fail in a lot of things that you just kind of grab up and decide to run with for a little bit. But when you have set your affections on things above and your desire is something God put in your heart, that desire is from the Lord and He wants you to be a success. Turn to somebody and say, God wants you to succeed. Amen. God wants your business to succeed. He doesn't want it to fail. Well, I'm going to say it again. God wants your business to succeed. God wants you to succeed in your profession. Yes, He does. That's His plan for your life. That's what God wants. Amen. He wants you to succeed. And thirdly, He will help you. He will help you. God, I'm talking about. God will help you when your desires are desires that He put in you. And how do you say that happens? Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. And as you walk that way, and our choir admonished us in song, keep praising the Lord. Keep worshiping the Lord in the good times. David says, he said, His praise will continually be in my mouth. Not just in my heart. He said, His praise, he said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. And His praise will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. And that's what brings success. He will help you. And the one who has promised to help you, it is said of this one, all things are possible with Him. I'm glad I can say that this morning, that all things are possible. If there are things that are birthed by God Himself, amen, as you walk with Him, and I believe God wants your business, your marriage, your relationships with others. God wants that to succeed. Hallelujah. I'm happy that I can say that. I believe that. For someone asked me not long ago, well, do you believe such a thing could happen? Do you believe it's possible? And talking about a marriage that was needing to be healed and was it seemed to be in the process of being healed. Do you think it could really happen? I said, all with God, all things are possible. And there's one thing I'm certain of. He does not want your marriage to fail. He does not want your relationship with your children to fail. Amen. God does not want your relationship with your church to fail. Amen. He wants it to succeed. He wants you to be a happy camper. Hallelujah. In fact, He'd kind of like for you to go ahead and build permanent residence. Not just a tent. Just go ahead and build a residence. Because we're going to stay around here. See, I've got some visions that God is putting in my heart since the first of the year. And I hear Brother Parkey. Same thing. Some visions that are happening. See, there's a lot of good stuff that I can see in my spirit right now. And I know it can happen. You see all those buildings downtown? All those big buildings down there? Did you see those? Not one of them appeared overnight. I mean, they just didn't just grow up there overnight. Somebody had a desire. Somebody made a decision. Someone had determination. Someone had the discipline to keep that project going until there it stands. Tremendous buildings down there. That's how church moves forward. That's how businesses succeed. People have a vision. They have a mind. And they're looking in the direction that God has led them to look. And you know what? Maybe it doesn't happen overnight. But I can see a big building sitting out there. Big kitchen. Hallelujah. Big dining hall. Big gymnasium. I see all that in my spirit. Somebody said, now you don't think anything like that could happen, do you? Why not? Why can't it happen? Well, we're not able. Well, if we were able, then we could say we did it. But when we're not able, we know there's only one that can do it, and that's God. Hallelujah. With Him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Yes, we can't do it. That is, but with Him, we can do whatever He has put in our heart as a desire that has come to us as we submit ourselves to the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe I can be a success. How about you? Yeah. Turn to somebody and say, you're a success. Start thinking that way. Get it in your mind. God wants you to succeed. He doesn't want you to fail. He wants you to succeed. Let's stand up and give the Lord a big praise offering. Hallelujah. That's His desire. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. We praise You, Lord. We glorify Your holy name. Hallelujah.